David McGeady, Alec manager, a great 3 points for you. You're right on the hot on the heels of Glengad.
Massive 3 points. As I was chatting to Stephen Parkhurst before the game, it's just a pity that this wasn't towards the end of the season, so that we could it'd be better, more in a mix. But don't get me wrong, there's going to be plenty of twists and turns between now and then. There's still four teams there to come on the league this year. But at the end of the day, we're all fighting to take a crown off Glengad, and it's going to be a massive crown to take off them. They're going for four in a row, so all we can do is try our best and play the way we've been playing from the start of the season.
Wasn't much in the first half, but you went in a goal to good at the break from following that free.
Well, you take any kind of goal, and I was delighted. If you put pressure on a goalkeeper in a corner, something's going to happen. It didn't get nowhere near it, but if you put pressure on all our defenders, they have to make an effort to get to the ball. It just so happened that they got the ball first and put it on net. But we'll take it. We'll take a goal. We'll take any kind of goal. Delighted though.
Yep.
Really delighted.
Ronan Coyle coming here this season, he showed why he's such a valuable property.
Ronan Coyle. Before now, Mickey Barr had him. Work commitments, he couldn't be here every game. This year, whenever I took over, Ronan's here. This is where Ronan started. He says this is where he wants to finish. I don't know when that's going to be. But different quality. Absolutely different quality. You give Ronan 10 chances, and I guarantee you Ronan Coyle will take 10 of them. Without a doubt. Now, he would tell you himself, he's missed a brief few chances this season. It's not like him, but big game, big player, two massive goals.
It's all about finishing. You know, people will look at the scoreline, 3-0, perhaps a bit flattering. They were very much in the game, but, you know, that second goal really made them with too much to climb.
You're never, ever going to get an easy game against Bunkrana. Never. I don't care what state of the season it is, but I thought we were very comfortable. I thought we were really, really comfortable, and then the three goals that we scored, all right, two of them was on the break, which we planned for. We did plan because we actually thought that they would have tried to do the exact same to us, but they never actually got the chance. I mean, Peter, a couple of saves. Pressure-wise, we weren't really, really on that much pressure. Corners, there was a spell in the second half. For 10 minutes, they put real pressure on her, but Peter, that's why he's in there. He's probably the best goalkeeper in the league. That's why he's in there. It's as simple as that.
So the run in now, you've still got Glengad at home. That really is a big one, but you just can't afford to slip up anywhere.
Well, we got Glengad at home, but I don't worry about Glengad. I worry about whoever the next team is. We care next week. We have to go and give the same effort as we did today. The effort we put on today was massive, absolutely massive. And as I say, don't forget, we played today without our best player of the season so far, Gareth McGunn. And you take any team, I don't care what team it is, you're going to miss him. But we didn't miss him today, because the effort and determination that these boys have, they try and do something really, really good for this club this season, is massive.
Yeah.
Every week training, it's good.
Yeah. And you have some good young fellas on the bench as well.
Young boys. Young boys isn't even reserve team players, young boys is youth team players, the majority 15 and 16 year olds, the four of them come on. Excellent. They just want to do so well. As this is the Charlie, whenever I took over to start the season, this is when you bring on players, and as I'm here from more or less day dot, I've been and gone and came back again. But I know the youth structure at this club is massive. From under 8, they're all told they play the ball on the ground. These young boys coming through now, I actually think they're going to bypass the reserves and just go straight from the third team and the first team. That's how high level hold them.
So in conclusion, a great day for everyone involved with Alia.
Great day. So delighted for the boys, not even for myself. It's them boys put on the work. As I say, it's just unbelievable. Great feeling. It's great. That's Bunkrana. I say Bunkrana is a very, very good team, and you know what you're going to get out of Bunkrana every game. But to beat Bunkrana 3-0, yeah, okay, the scoreline might flatter us, but we weren't really under much pressure.